Hello, you're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. This is Life from Thunderbird Radio Hell. Thanks for tuning in tonight. I am Ben. I will be with you for the next little bit. I'm going to start off the show with anyone from Rick White. Rick White, at one point, was a member of the band Eric Strip, also in the band Elevator. Recently, he had been recording a lot of cover records. He did a long series of cover albums, covering songs, the hits from the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and the 2000s. Did he do 2000s? Maybe not. I thought maybe he ended up doing the 2000s. Maybe only up to the 90s. I don't know. I have to double check. There's a lot was released. Anyways. Brand new record, though, of songs that is not covers. It's a real record from Rick White called Again, which just came out last week. And this is a track from the record, Rick White, Again. This is a song called Complaint on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver.
It's
Ooh, you're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. That was some Diamond Town from Dartmouth, Nova Scotia, with a song called Future Plans from the record Future Plans. So that is the title track from a record that was released back in 2023, Diamond Town. Before that, I played some Julie Duran with a song called Just When I Thought, off the record I Thought of You. That came out in 2021, a little while ago. I think that is her latest solo record, though. She released a bunch of record and since then, but as a duo, etc., etc., etc. Started off the set with a brand new one from Rick White off the record Again. The songs are Complaints. You're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. Yeah, those three artists have one thing in common. Diamond Town, Chris Thompson is a member of that band, along with a bunch of other people like Kate O'Neill and Casey Spindle and Evan Cardwell. But Chris Thompson was in the band Eric Stripp, as were Julie Duran and Wick White. And that's why I choose to play those songs in that set. This is Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. Thanks so much for tuning in tonight. I'm just going to go through some music from what's happening in Calgary right now. Slat Island just started yesterday in Calgary, and it's going on until this Sunday. And yep, it's gonna I'm gonna click through some of the bands that are playing at Slat Island, play some songs from it, and see how it goes and how I like it or not, or if you like it or not. This is a band that I've not heard of until now, today. They are from St. John, New Brunswick. They're called Penny and the Pits. And they have a record that is coming out next week, June the 27th, called Liquid Compactor. And there are a couple songs that I can play for you off pre-release from this record, including a song called Pool Party. Looks like there's a video for it as well. Let's give it a listen. This is Penny. Actually, well, does it say anything about Penny in the Pits? It says, I should have clicked on, yeah, there's a bio, right? Ah, Penny in the Pits. Who is Penny? Who are the Pits? That's not what it actually says. That's, oh yeah, it's Penelope Stevens. Says, although stepping forward as front person for the first time, Penelope Stevens is no stranger to the microphone. Oh, best known as one third of the New Brunswick art rockers Motherhood, Penny's solo venture is built on the years of experimentation and constructs a new musical framework. So there you go. So yeah, Penny was in the band Motherhood. This is Pool Party from the record Liquid Compactor on CITR 101.9 FM. We'll be right back.
The simple joy of riding a bike missing from your life? No worries. Ride On Bike Shop has got you covered. Ride On has the best deals in town for new and used bikes, top-notch servicing, and all the parts or accessories you've been dreaming about. Whether you've got a little one who needs to learn how to ride, or if you're about to go on the Tour de France, Ride On is the place for you. We'll also happily pick up your old bikes and recycle them back into the community. Located on 2255 West Broadway, we are open from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. from Tuesday to Saturday. That's RIDEON Bike Shop. See you there! If the news are getting you down or you're tired of scrolling on your phone, Massey Books is the one-stop shop for you. A a 100% Indigenous-owned business that is committed to giving back to local charities, community initiatives, and organizations. Massey Books has a vast selection of rare and unique books, as well as a diverse range of books that are from underrepresented authors. You can shop online at masseybooks.com or visit their store on 229 East Georgia Street in Chinatown. They are open 7 days a week from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Wednesday to Saturday and 12 to 5 from Sunday to Tuesday. Their friendly staff would love to give you a hand to find your new favorite read.
Hello, my dear, oh.
from Montreal that is a band called Bloom, P-N-O-O-N. They are hearing background noise. Oh, well. From Montreal, Quebec. And they kind of compared themselves to Thurston Moore, I guess, with Noisy Feedback and Jagged Riffs. They've been in the scene in Montreal since 2019. They're playing at Slide Island as part of the festival that is happening in Calgary right now. You're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. This is Life from Thunderbird Radio Hell. I am Ben. And yes, tonight, I am going over some of the acts that's playing at Slide Island this year, which is, once again, I keep saying over and over again, happening right now. And what else did I... Well, the song I played from Noom, or P-Noom, it's called Hologram Buffet off the record called Energy that was released November of last year. And before that, I played a band from Calgary. They're called Inner Router. Back to Sleep is the name of the song from the record Get Real. And that came out the last day of last year. So what do I know about Inner Router? What does it say here? Hypnotic trip towards the shoegaze thoughtlessness of the mid-90s. Inner Router sends the sounds tumbling down rapids of hard rock and alternative sludge. Resulting noise, they dubbed the resulting noise dream grunge. Yeah, it doesn't say much. Something like compare themselves to Seattle's Flying O'Clad heydays. Alrighty. And PY, before that, they are from Montreal. And I played a song called Lonely Stripped Sock off the record Sacred Times. And that is a kind of new one from them, but it's from last year, September of last year. PY, they've been playing for a decade since... And they haven't missed a step, it says, blah, 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 released last year. Yeah, it's a bunch of just PR stuff. They've also achieved cult status for the Wild live show. Find out why, I guess. Yeah, you can find out why. But, what it says is, it's the same stuff it says on the Bandcamp site. Doesn't really say much. Just very blah, blah, blah. Hang on a second. It's the same... It's a long decade, blah, 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 Lambda debut, but the same lunatic. So it's the same, it's the same people from CPC Gangbangs and Duchess Says, it says. Okay, so at least now I have a slight idea of, I know those are the bands that got mentioned. Here we go. Doesn't say in the Slat Island thing, but it says on their Bandcamp site. Vocalist, founder, multi-instrumentalist, Annie Clark was in Duchess Says, and then the bassist, Philip Clement, was in Duchess Says, and then guitarist, co-vocalist, was in CPC Gangbangs and Red Mass and Los Sextarinos. Yeah, I know all those bands. Okay, there you go. That makes sense. That's why I sounded all right. Glitter Glue before that with a song called Slow Dance off a... two-song release that the other song on that release was called a It's Not You. Glitter Glue is from Calgary, Alberta. And then what else did I play? I played Brass. Did I play that much in that set? Maybe I did. Brass Lipped with a song called Press Pass. What did I know about Brass Lips? I don't know. It's they're from Calgary. They put out a cassette. And I think they are punk rock. All right, good enough for me. And Painting the Pits to start off the set. You're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver. Copy Paste coming up at 11 o'clock. Stay tuned for Copy Paste. going to play more music for you until that happens with more bands and artists from Slat Island. Going to play next is Ribbon Skirt. There's a good chance that Ribbon Skirt will be playing live on this program next Thursday. We are still working out some gear issues. The band is not traveling light to Vancouver, so they may not have all the gear. So we'll see if they are able to play on the show next Thursday. But I'm going to play a song from Ribbon Skirt. Ribbon Skirt is from Montreal, Quebec. And the band from Montreal, formerly known as Love Language. And they have a record that's coming out on, was it already out? Coming out on Mint Records. Yeah, it came out already on Mint Records. And it's called Bite Down. This is a song called Cellophane on CITR 101.9 FM.
Leave me alone. separation, alleviate driving tension. Call me back. Wrap up 3 years of running, still on track. You lost nothing.
Hello. Take a moment to ease your mind. I'm glad you're here. Have you been to that sacred place within? That place that sound can create? Let's go there together. A place with the freshest beats. Gamelan tones of Indonesia. The many sounds of Brazil. The possibilities are infinite, all available on Mixotroph, the best in world music, every other Thursday from 6 to 7 p.m. Join me, Nolzy, for exclusive interviews with local musicians and musical explorations. Tune in!
Did you know that community radio stations in Canada broadcast in more than 65 different languages? This is where stories come alive and where we come together. But as big international media dominates the spotlight, local news and local voices struggle to be heard. Our government must help these local stations continue to do what they do best, serve the unique needs of our communities. We're asking you to go support the Community Radio Initiative at mycri.ca. Stand with us for community radio future.
Sad on its peak for the second time in my life. The flaws of
That was Eye of Newt with a song called Origin Two Story from a record called Work Perks that came out a few weeks ago, May 27th of 2025. Eye of Newt is from Calgary, Alberta. A lot of Calgary band today playing on the show because this is a Slight Island review or preview show happening in Calgary right now. A lot of Vancouver bands playing there as well. I'm not going to play that tonight because I've played those bands for you in the past. Future Star is playing, and Piss is playing. Devourers, all going to be in Slight Island, so check them out if you can. But Eye of Newt, they're from Calgary, Alberta. They are a self-proclaimed overthought art rock project and features Nate Waters and, blah, blah, blah. First EP, please, doing your name, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. A lot of, just reading the bio there, a lot of the stuff, it just, I feel like it just words that I'm going to skip over. But yes, this is a song that I played from them. What else did I play? I played Puppet Wipes with a song called Two Holes, The Stones Are Watching, it's a long title. Stones Are Watching and They Can't Be a Handful. So Puppet Wipes, they are from Calgary, Alberta as well. And it says, trio used to be two, I guess. It says now trio. So I assume at one point they were just, or less than, or maybe they were four before. I don't know. It sounds like it's recently trio. And scrappy lo-fi rock. Had a new recording on Look Reels record, and which is also released in Philadelphia on Slit Breeze Records and no label from New Zealand, but does not say anything else about them other than a bunch of words. The vision of the music is spontaneous. I don't know, what does that really mean? I actually ran into a friend of mine in the streets. And he's not going to go too much into it, but he's working on a festival. And we were literally yesterday talking about bands submitting the bio to put on the thing for the festival. And I guess that's just like a lot of them may be generated with ChatGPT or whatever. But it's always been like that. It's kind of vague. A lot of just words like energetic, whatever. The band sounded good, though. I'm just saying the bio. Not that I can do any better. So don't assume that I know how to do this. Stem Champ before this. They are from Edmonton, Alberta. I've played them before on the show, probably also during a Slight Island preview show because I think they play on Slight Island quite a few times. Untitled Love Song is the song I played off the record Perry Skies Forever that came out pretty recently, in November of last year, and they are where is the little thing that says they're from Edmonton, somewhere between the valleys. Emo indie rock lies Paris Guys Forever, their debut album. Oh, I thought they have more albums, but Love Letter to the Province of Alberta. All right. Also doesn't say super much about it in four piece with Sarah, Daniela, Caitlin, and Zane. There you go. Cootie Catcher before Slim Champ. Friend of a Friend is the name of the song. Shy at First is the record that I play. That one is very new from March of this year. The band, did I say they're from Toronto, Ontario. And the group has toured across Canada and the US, open for acts like Always and Ducks Unlimited. They called themselves at Indietronica. I guess that's not a word I heard before, is it? Yep, four piece. I don't know. Again, not that much in the bio page, even though it's a bio page. It just says pushing creative boundaries to produce a distinct dynamic sound. That could be anybody. Sonic, I like the song though. Doesn't mean that I don't think it's fine. It just, yeah. Anyways, piles. I don't want to get too much into it. Dresser, before that, they are from Montreal, Quebec. It's a trio. And, yeah, I'm just going to stop talking about it. Yes, they're a trio from Montreal, Quebec. If I don't say much, it probably means that the bio doesn't really say much. Bluffing, before Dresser, they are from Calgary, Alberta. And it's featuring a prominent local jazz drummer, David Lavoie, along with guitarist Aidan O'Reilly and bassist Jade Pogard. It's the, I played a song from their EP, Nature. It's their second release. I played a song called This Idea. Let me double check. Yes, This Idea. Where did my bluffing thing go? And it's just three tracks, and they compare themselves to Pavement, I think, here. Before Bluffing, I played a band from Montreal. They're called Utils. I think it goes by Util, with all capital T-U-I-L-S. U-T-I-L-S. Utils, Montreal, punk outfit. It's a trio. And I played a song called Monstera. And the record is called Rough Schema. That just came out a few years ago. Not a new one. 2023. But it's the latest song they have on their Bandcamp site. And what else did I play here? And I started off the set with Ribbon Skirt, a song called Cellophane, off a new record from them called Bite Down. They might be playing live on this program next week. Stay tuned for more information at some point. You can always go to our website, radiohell.ca. The schedule will be updated with information. Right now, yeah, it does say Ribbon Skirt is playing next Thursday on the show. And if that changes, that will be taken off the website. I guess that's how it works. You're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. This is the Sled Island preview show. It's happening until Sunday. You can go to Calgary if you like. Still tons of stuff happening. Close enough. You can drive or fly or whatever, how you get there. This is it for me, though. I think that's enough of Sled Island. Enough of me. I'll be back next week, no matter what. Coming up soon, very soon at 11 o'clock, is Copy Paste. Stay tuned for Copy Paste with DJ Autonomy. Thank you so much for tuning in to CITR 101.9 FM, live from Thunderbird Radio Hell.
TransCare BC works to enhance the coordination of trans health services across the province and offer expanded health services to support transgender communities. They are doing this by developing gender-affirming clients.